Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.3, Current Trends in Backend Development. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application, Tools and Current Trends in Backend Development in the Backend Development for Finance Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the rise of GraphQL as an API standard, the shift towards containerization and cloud services, and the importance of agile methodologies in development. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to recognize and discuss current trends in backend development and their implications for the finance sector. Main content: rise of GraphQL as an API standard. GraphQL has emerged as a powerful alternative to REST for building APIs. Its primary advantage lies in its ability to allow clients to request exactly the data they need, reducing the amount of data transferred over the network and improving performance. Unlike REST, which often requires multiple endpoints to access different data, GraphQL operates through a single endpoint, simplifying client requests. For finance developers at test company, the implementation of GraphQL can enhance the efficiency of applications that need to interact with various data sources, such as customer profiles, transaction details, and market data. With GraphQL, you can design queries that pull only the necessary information, which can lead to faster load times and a more responsive user experience. This is particularly beneficial in finance, where timely access to real-time data can significantly impact decision-making. For example, if an application needs to display user account information along with recent transactions, a single GraphQL query can fetch all the required data in one go rather than making multiple REST calls. This capability not only saves bandwidth but also improves the application's responsiveness, which is critical for finance applications that rely on up-to-date information. The shift towards containerization and cloud services. Another notable trend in backend development is the shift towards containerization and cloud services. Technologies like Docker and Kubernetes are changing how applications are deployed and managed. Containerization allows developers to package applications and their dependencies into containers that can run consistently across different computing environments. This means that whether you are deploying an application on a local server or in a cloud environment, it will run the same way. For test company, adopting containerization can lead to greater scalability and flexibility. Cloud services, such as AWS or Azure, provide a wide range of tools for deploying, managing, and scaling applications. By leveraging these technologies, finance developers can quickly respond to changes in user demand, ensuring that applications are always available and performing optimally. Moreover, cloud services often come with built-in security features, which is crucial in the finance sector where data protection and compliance are paramount. For instance, encrypted storage and secure access controls help protect sensitive financial data. The ability to quickly spin up or down resources as needed can also lead to cost savings, as you only pay for what you use. This flexibility means that during peak times, such as quarterly financial reporting, test company can scale up its resources to handle increased loads without the need for significant upfront investment in hardware. Importance of agile methodologies in development. Agile methodologies have become a cornerstone of modern software development, emphasizing flexibility, collaboration, and customer feedback. In a rapidly evolving industry like finance, the ability to adapt to changes in the market or regulatory environment is essential. Agile practices encourage iterative development, allowing teams to release small, functional portions of an application frequently. At test company, adopting agile methodologies can streamline the development process. For instance, Regular sprints and retrospectives can help teams identify bottlenecks and improve their workflows. This constant feedback loop not only enhances team collaboration but also ensures that the final product is aligned with customer needs and expectations. Additionally, agile methodologies promote a culture of continuous improvement and innovation, which is vital in the competitive finance and fintech sectors. For example, using techniques like user story mapping can help the team prioritize features that deliver the most value to users, ensuring that development efforts align closely with market demands. By embracing agile, finance developers can respond more swiftly to market changes, ensuring that applications remain relevant and valuable to users. This adaptability is crucial when dealing with regulatory changes or shifts in consumer behavior, as it allows teams to pivot quickly and effectively. Conclusion: in this lesson, we explored three current trends in back-end development: the rise of GraphQL as an API standard, the shift towards containerization and cloud services, and the importance of agile methodologies in development. Understanding these trends will enable you to recognize their implications for your work in the finance sector and help you stay ahead in this rapidly evolving field. As you move forward, consider how these trends can be applied in your own development practices. Reflection questions: how can the adoption of GraphQL improve data retrieval efficiency in finance applications? What benefits do you see in using containerization and cloud services for developing financial applications? In what ways can agile methodologies enhance your development process within test companies?